Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
میرے پیارے نبی ہے وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگوں زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگوں ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہے وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانہ ان کا دنیا بھر میں ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبد اللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:50, inshallah. Today being the 4th of Rabi ul Akhir, 1446, corresponding to Tuesday, the 8th of October, 2024. You can send in your messages and your recipe request, and your if you want your recipe to be read out, you can just can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Inshallah, we're going to be starting off with our first recipe, and that will be a butter chicken recipe. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You're going to need one chicken or 1 kilo of chicken fillets. 1 chicken or 1 kilo of chicken fillets. 1 large onion. 1 large onion. 1 cup plain yogurt. 1 cup plain yogurt. 1 cup fresh cream. 1 cup fresh cream. 1/2 cup of tomato puree. 1/2 cup of tomato puree. 2 teaspoons of crushed red chilies. 2 teaspoons of crushed red chilies. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of dana jiru. 2 teaspoons of dana jiru. 2 teaspoons of salt. 2 teaspoons of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of arad. 1/2 teaspoon of arad. 1 tablespoon of ginger garlic. 1 tablespoon of ginger garlic. And that was the ingredients for the butter chicken. Then for your method, you're going to marinate the chicken in yogurt and the ginger garlic overnight. You're going to marinate the chicken in yogurt and ginger garlic overnight. Then you're going to braise onions in ghee. You're going to braise the onions in ghee. Then you're going to add in the chicken. Add in the chicken. Once the chicken is cooked, you can add in the rest of the spices. Once the chicken is cooked, you can add in the rest of the spices. Lastly, you can add in your tomato puree. Add in your tomato puree. But before serving, reheat and add in fresh cream. Before serving, reheat and add in fresh cream and let it simmer for 10 to 15 minutes. So that was the recipe for the butter chicken. Just going to go through it one more time. You're going to need 1 chicken or 1 kilo chicken fillets, 1 large onion, 1 cup plain yogurt, 1 cup fresh cream, 1/2 cup of tomato puree, 2 teaspoons of crushed red chilies, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 2 teaspoons of dana jiru, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of arad, and 1 tablespoon of ginger garlic. Then you're going to marinate the chicken in the yogurt and the ginger garlic overnight. Marinate the chicken in the yogurt and ginger garlic overnight. Then you're going to braise the onions in ghee. Then you're going to add in the chicken. Once the chicken is cooked, you can add in the rest of the spices. Lastly, add in your tomato puree before serving. Add in your tomato puree. But before serving, reheat and add in the fresh cream and let it simmer for 10 to 15 minutes. Our next recipe that comes in is for a Popeye chicken sandwich. Popeye chicken sandwich. You're going to need 1 kilo chicken fillet rolled out. 1 kilo chicken fillet rolled out to make it flat and thin. 1 kilo chicken fillet rolled out to make it flat and thin. You're going to need buttermilk. Buttermilk. Then you're going to need 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon onion powder. 1 teaspoon onion powder. 1 teaspoon mochacho spice. 1 teaspoon mochacho spice. 1 teaspoon chicken spice. 1 teaspoon chicken spice. 1 teaspoon barbecue spice. 1 teaspoon barbecue spice. 1 teaspoon, 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic masala. 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic masala. And you can use either Crystal's hot sauce or any hot sauce of your choice. Then for the method, you're going to add the above ingredients into a bowl and whisk together. Add the above ingredients together into a bowl and you're going to whisk together. Then you're going to add the chicken fillets. Add in the chicken fillets and allow to marinate for a few hours. Add the chicken fillets in and allow to marinate for a few hours. In a separate bowl, add the following. 2 cups of flour, 2 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of mochacho spice, 1 teaspoon of chicken spice, and 1 teaspoon of barbecue spice. Then you're going to drizzle some of the buttermilk batter in the flour mix. You're going to drizzle some of the buttermilk batter in the flour mix. Then you're going to coat the chicken fillets in the flour mix. Then you're going to coat the chicken fillets in the flour mix. Then you're going to fry in a hot oil. Fry in hot oil. Then you're going to assemble the sandwich with the lettuce, tomatoes, gherkins, and the peri-peri mayonnaise. Assemble the sandwich with the lettuce, tomatoes, gherkins, and peri mayo. With the peri mayo, you can add in the mayonnaise, the Crystal hot sauce, or any hot sauce of your choice, red chili powder, vinegar, and you mix well. And there you have the Popeye chicken sandwich. Our next recipe is for a fried Kashmiri prawns. Fried Kashmiri prawns. So you're going to need 2 kilo of queen prawns, butterflied. 2 kilo queen prawns, butterflied. 1 large onion. 1 large onion. 3 tomatoes. 3 tomatoes. 1 green chili. 1 green chili. 1/2 teaspoon of ginger paste. 1/2 teaspoon of ginger paste. 2 tablespoons of garlic paste. 2 to 3 teaspoons of Kashmiri chili powder. 2 to 3 teaspoons of Kashmiri chili powder. Then you're going to need a pinch of garam masala powder. You're going to need a pinch of garam masala powder. Then you're going to need a 3/4 teaspoon of dhana jeera powder. 3/4 teaspoon of dhana jeera powder. Then you're going to need a 3/4 teaspoon of salt to taste. Two tablespoons of oil. 2 tablespoons of oil. 2 tablespoons of butter. 2 tablespoons of butter. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of peri peri sauce. 2 tablespoons of peri peri sauce. 250 ml of fresh cream. 250 ml of fresh cream. Then for your method, you're going to blend the onion, tomato, spice, chilies. You're going to blend the onions, the tomatoes, all the spices, the chili and the garlic and ginger, and the oil till it's smooth. So you're going to blend the onion, the tomatoes, the spices, the chilies, the garlic ginger, and the oil till it's smooth. You're going to heat the butter in a pan. And pour in the blended mixture. Thereafter, you're going to cook until reduced. And then add in lemon and peri-peri sauce. And you're going to mix it in. Now add in the fresh cream and boil till sauce has thickened. Allow to cool and then marinate the sauce. Leave to marinate for about 2 to 3 hours before brine. Then you're going to place a flesh down on the hot grill. Flesh down on the hot grill and baste till it's cooked. And then you serve your prawns immediately. So that was the recipe for the bright Kashmiri prawns. Alhamdulillah, we had quite a few recipes today. Inshallah, you can send your messages or your recipes. If you want your recipe to be aired out, you can send it on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Those are the numbers that you can send in your messages. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a small nasheed break. And when we return, we will continue with our program, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
खुशबू की तरह हर चंद रहूं तेरी मुट्ठी में ही बंद रहूं तेरी याद से बहरा मंद रहूं गुम तुझ में तेरी सौगंध रहूं दम दम तू मेरे संग खुदा दम दम तू मेरे संग खुदा मुझे अपने रंग में रंग खुदा मुझे अपने रंग में रंग खुदा
अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
तेरा فقیر ملنگ خدا، میں تیرا فقیر ملنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، تو دن میں ہے تو رات میں ہے، ہر پھول میں ہے ہر پات میں ہے، میری سوچ میرے نغمات میں ہے، میری روح میں ہے میری ذات میں ہے، تیرا نور تیرا آہنگ خدا، تیرا نور تیرا آہنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، تیرا فقیر ملنگ خدا، میں تیرا فقیر ملنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، میرا ظاہر اندر جیسا ہو، منظر پس منظر جیسا ہو، میرا عشق سمندر جیسا ہو، اور تیرے پیمبر جیسا ہو، میرے جینے کا ہر ڈھنگ خدا، میرے جینے کا ہر ڈھنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، فقیر ملنگ خدا، میں تیرا فقیر ملنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، تیری رحمت یوں اپنائے مجھے، آنکھوں پر وقت بٹھائے مجھے، تجھ بن ایک سانس نہ آئے مجھے، شیطان اگر بہکائے مجھے، کروں اپنے آپ سے جنگ خدا، کروں اپنے آپ سے جنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، تیرا فقیر ملنگ خدا، میں تیرا فقیر ملنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا، مجھے اپنے رنگ میں رنگ خدا،
سینہ ہوں میرا شیشے کی طرح،
مرکز صحابہ آن لائن ریڈیو سرونگ یو ویئر ایور یو آر.
(clears throat) 28 minutes to 1 Central African time, and we have this is our discussion segment. Unfortunately, Maulana Zaid won't be able to join us this time, but whatever the case may be, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all those that are going through whatever difficulty you are going through, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. You know, and various Quranic verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can implore to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His guidance. And one of the verses that you can read and one can read is Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakil. You know, verily Allah is the disposer of all our affairs. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us. You know, as Mufti Sahib was mentioning in the program of the Bliss of Marriage, that we read the Quran to we read it during the month of Ramadan. We are guilty, and I'm guilty first. I am guilty of it first. And we need to understand what we are reading in the Quran. When we open the Quran, we read Surah Fatiha, and we start Surah Baqarah. But my dear respected listeners of Marakah Sahaba, do we actually know what laws and what is being said in the Noble Quran? And it's something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hidayah to whomsoever He pleases. And it occurred to me, today is Tuesday. I started it on Saturday, where it came into my heart, and he said, you know what, Suleiman, start the Quran, but understand and read the translation as to what you are reading. And alhamdulillah, I started off with Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, and I went on to now I'm in the fourth surah of the fifth surah, that's Surah Ma'idah. And Mufti Sahib is currently doing that tafsir of Surah Ma'idah. But I just started Surah Ma'idah, and there's so many things that one can learn from the Noble Quran. You know, the laws of inheritance, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinctly states the number of shares. If a person, a male, passes away, if he leaves his wife behind. If a female passes away and leaves her husband behind, if they have two children, if they have two daughters, two sons, one son, one daughter, and how many shares are being distributed and how much shares have to be distributed amongst the heirs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how you cannot rob the heirs of their inheritance, because it is such a major sin that one will have on their head. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the day of Qiyamah, where everybody will be accounted for every sin that they have committed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful when it comes to such issues. Therefore, we should always never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. You know, you might think that you've done so many things wrong in your life, and will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever forgive me? You know, but we must never despair, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy overpowers His anger. And we should always remember that and take that into cognizance, that Allah's mercy is greater than His anger. You must never forget that, my dear respected listeners. And thereafter, in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how the people were worshipping the cow, and how Musa alayhi salam was bringing the people on deen and bringing the people on to the oneness of Almighty Allah. Then in Surah Al-Imran, Surah 3 Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, and given a child, the Nabi Yaqub, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, and the whole story of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's various Rabbana du'as also over there. Rabbana dhulamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. You know, there's various Rabbana du'as that one can read also. So it is so important that one should open the Quran and read the translation of what you are reading, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran as a guidance for all of mankind. And the greatest creation that was bestowed, the Quran was bestowed upon, was none other than our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was my experience that I had when it came to reading the Noble Quran. So we come to the end of our show, my dear respected listeners. I say Jazakallah Khairan to all the listeners that sent in your recipes and your suggestions. Inshallah, we will see you tomorrow at the same time, at the same place. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday, between 12 and 12:45, 12:50, inshallah. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.